sending much in the way of audio, so... The microphone was muted. Wow, okay. Oh, I know what it was. I told Skype that it was free to fuck with my settings, and fuck with my settings it did. But the settings should all be set right now. This is finally 10 Dozen Minutes with Jick and Mr. Skullhead. Jick is currently bleeding to death. Not to death, but he's bleeding. So he is staunching his bleeding, and in the meanwhile, I will do my best to entertain you.
Hey, I'm back.
All right, and I finally got my settings fixed. So, you doing all right?
Yeah, sort of. I've got a horrible echo. But, and my voice is messed up because I have one nostril completely plugged with toilet paper.
Awesome.
Yeah, so this, whatever I have, I don't know if it's a cold or what, but it's consisted for the last couple days of sore throat combined with this awesome thing where I sneeze and my nose starts bleeding.
That's awful.
Just over and over and over again.
Are you still getting that horrendous echo, by the way?
Yes.
That might have something to do with the substantial buzz that's coming through on my end.
Huh.
You know what I need to do is I need to go to options in Skype and tell it don't change my settings.
So that it can continue to change them anyway?
Yeah, well, then I have to restart Skype to make it work.
Aha.
But I had to do that so that I could do the thing last show that worked out so well with you and Amplitude.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, so let me disconnect with you and call you right back, and it will be riveting radio for all involved.
Alrighty.
Alright, so I'm going to just shut me down some Skype and tie me down some kangaroo and restart me some Skype and hiccup into the microphone and wait for... There we go. Let's try this shit again, shall we?
Hello, sir.
Hi.
Hey, no echo.
All right, then. Still sounds weird over here, but I'm not going to stress it.
So, how have you been since last we spoke?
Well, I was able to successfully quit quitting smoking.
Oh, excellent.
Which makes me feel a lot better.
Really? So, what are you up to?
No, just about the same as before, 5 or 6 a day.
Still those fake cigarettes that aren't real?
Yep. By definition.
They have that awesome burning wet newspaper smell, though.
Yeah, it's kind of a feature. I mean, the benefit of this is that I have the capacity to not be a complete and utter asshole, which was what I was doing when I was quitting smoking.
Really?
So quitting smoking might have saved my relationship.
I haven't had a cigarette in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, well, we've established that you're one of those who prefers to smoke.
Well, it's weird, though, because, I mean, I would argue that the, you know, several, like, 2-year pack-a-day periods would have indicated that I couldn't just quit whenever I felt like it, you know?
Quite possibly.
I don't know. It's, I mean, it helped that I went out of town for 2 weeks and then have just been really sick. I haven't actually had a drink for, like, 4 days or 5 days, although I'm making up for that now. I decided to celebrate this show with a glass of wine, but then it turns out that all I have in the kitchen now is one of those complicated automatic wine decorkers, and it's broken. So we don't, like, for want of a single, you know, one of the earliest Italian inventions, the kingdom could have been lost. But luckily there was whiskey, so I'm just having a glass of whiskey. Sorry, whiskey is water. Water is wine.
When you're bleeding substantially at the drop of a hat, it does help to have your blood as thin as possible.
Yeah, no, that's what I figured. I mean, the best thing to do with a nosebleed is to get so drunk that you're unaware of it. Work for Genghis Khan.
Huh.
Put him right in the history books.
This is weird. Facilibon just told me that we're broadcasting dead air, which I find hard to believe.
Huh.
Winamp believes that we're broadcasting, and nobody has said, "Hey, Scully, I'm not getting any sound. I'm not listening
maybe
to the radio." So it could be buffering.
It could be. It could be that Fusiliban has Jell-O in his ears.
Hmm. Or patchouli.
This strikes me as a patchouli kind.
So I bought myself a color laser printer today.
Did you?
Yeah, I figured, you know, it's a business expense and write-off.
Which, what kind?
One of Dell's.
Really?
3100 CN, something or other. They had a $200 immediate discount on it.
Oh, that's cool.
And it actually comes with full toner cartridges, and Jess's laser printer has quit, pretty much.
Mm.
It'll start to print and won't even try to pull a piece of paper into the printer, and it'll just go, alarm.
Huh.
Okay, thank you. Now we know there something is wrong. So
yeah, that's the problem with things with moving parts.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, the printer we got, the color laser we got for the office 2 years ago, or a year and a half ago, it came with not full toner cartridges, but we still haven't used the starter cartridges.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. Wait, you know what? Maybe it did. Maybe I'm thinking of the other one. I think I'm thinking of Zly's printer. You know what happened today? My soul died a little bit today, Mr. Skullhead.
Why is that?
We printed paychecks.
Oh, yeah. We're all legit.
We have a fucking payroll. And we got a check, and it's like security measures printed on backside like a goddamn paycheck from a goddamn job.
Yeah, we have a payroll, but we also have a bankroll. And that bankroll is large.
We got a... I mean, that is how we roll. Have you seen Riff's Katamari Damacy shirt?
No, I haven't seen
that. It's a picture of a little guy with the Katamari in front of him that said, "This is how I roll."
That's kind of groovy.
Yeah.
I need one with a little ecstasy pill. It says, "This is how I roll."
Right, right, right. "This is how I roll around on the floor, being annoying.
Going, oh.
Touching my friends inappropriately."
Oh, yeah.
Mudley Do-Right says, "What's the format for your set?"
A set of prime numbers greater than 0 and less than 30.
Less than 30?
Yeah. It's a pretty small set. Yeah. How about you?
I want the set of things that are red and also not pirates.
Ah, that's a pretty big set. So
Griffin P says, "Hey, person who is hopefully nicer than Xenophobe and Riff, / Spade, please make it."
Well, if we made it, we would have to call it / Spade. That's the problem.
That's true.
And then I'm sure people would want channels that were / other ethnic slurs.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we could make a channel that you could only get into without papers, and it would be WAP.
Oh, yeah, that'd be kind of groovy. A channel you could only get to discuss cleaning, and it would be / SPIC.
Yeah, there you go.
A big span of things you talk about.
Yeah. Deathstyle says, "It occurred to me that there is no lampshade head in the kingdom. Does that seem right to you?" Yeah, our parties have no life.
You know, I don't think any of us have a lamp with a shade that would fit on a head. And that's a problem. We mostly have fans that have lights underneath them that have little glass things that wouldn't stay on your head very long.
Yeah, I don't know what I have for lamps. We have that weird... You know what? We've been using the shit out of that lamp you gave me.
Excellent.
The little touch desk lamp.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
Yeah. So, that's pretty nice. Thank you. We've rearranged the house. The pretentious artist has taken over the entire upstairs and given us back the downstairs spare bedroom, which is now all computered out and bookshelved.
Hot.
That's where I'm at right now, in fact.
So this is interesting. Apparently you sound normal to everybody who's listening. To me, you sound like you're going through a vocoder.
Really? I don't know what a vocoder is.
Well, like every time your voice modulates in pitch, it kind of goes up individual steps instead of sliding. I keep expecting you to tell me you believe in life after love.
Yeah.
Or that it's so loud in here.
Yeah, or whatever that Kid Rock song is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I guess having just referenced Cher, I'm not really in a position to be all uppity about Kid Rock, am I?
I don't... You know, I gotta say, I kind of respect Kid Rock. Because I feel like, I don't know, to be that successful, you got to be kind of smart. And I like it when smart hicks make it out.
Okay.
But, boy, I'm just, yeah. I'm gonna head to the bathroom here and change out my blood soaker.
Okay,
this sucks, man.
Get yourself
I don't know what it is. What is it that makes nerds have nosebleeds?
If you ask the Japanese, it's horniness.
Really, horniness gives you a nosebleed?
Yeah, if you see a guy in anime, like, see a, you know, 14-year-old girl's panties and then suddenly sprout blood from his nostrils, that means he's thinking about sex.
I see.
Because Japan's weird.
Wow, I'm actually being being served a new nose padding on a silver platter here.
The term nasal tampon.
Nasal tampon. I think a laser tampon is better.
Laser dyke out.
Don't cry. Hippie Girl says, "Well, I usually try to keep up with various odd history theories, but I always thought Cristobal Colon was something you guys just made up. Now I found out that I was wrong." I didn't think that was so much of an odd theory. I was taught that as just fact, that that's his name.
Yeah, I mean, there's a theory that he was Spanish instead of Italian, but they called him Cristobal Colon.
Oh.
So, I mean, everybody, that was just how they...
How did they get hundreds of Christopher Columbus's saliva samples?
I don't know. Did he, like, come to the New World and start, like, calling dibs on things by licking them?
Shaking hands and kissing mummies? Just why we still have them?
DeCyclops says, we have a slash normal. Sure, we can't get a slash abnormal. Yeah, we're uncomfortable with the fact that we are trying to determine what's normal.
Yeah. We could get the Abby normal.
How can we make that an ethnic slur, though?
I don't know. Abby normal kike? Abby Normalberg? Are the Jews named Abby?
I would think so. I mean, Abigail's a good, like, Old Testament name.
Was Abby Hoffman a Jew?
Probably. Hoffman seems to be more Jewish than, say, Irish. Maybe more O. Hoffman.
Gorblack says, a long, long time ago, a secret blend of herbs and spices could be combined with meat paste. For Oxycorp Ascension, that should be implemented in case you want to make Kentucky Fried Weapons. No. The reason that you could make herbs and spices with meat paste is because the secret blend of herbs and spices predated the cooking craft. So, it was there because I forgot to get rid of it. That was never a choice that we made. Okay. Glebe says, when you type /c scams, could you have it redirect you to /c strings? And then he says strings equal to games.
What kind of fucked up language do you speak?
Yeah, strings without frontiers. You know how many games I had to pull to get you this job?
Well, you know, you've got string theory and game theory are two things that apparently are now the same thing.
That's true. You can have gamey armpits and stringy armpits.
Great. I had some game cheese today, and it wasn't gamey, but...
Right. I had some string cheese today, actually, for real.
I actually had a string cheese incident with Jake, by the way, folks, where I had to teach him the proper protocol for eating string cheese.
This was like 15 years ago, keep in mind. Right. I had just never seen it before. I bet you didn't know what to do with it the first time you ever saw it.
Yeah, but I was like 5. That was right after his pod crashed into my backyard, guys.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, no, but I mean, you got to keep in mind that it was, you know, Mr. Magnifico's wife is really funny. I told him all the story about how my grandmother and pretty much everyone else where I lived referred to green bell peppers as mangoes.
Wow.
And I just thought that's what a mango was for the first, you know, however many years of my life it was until I moved to Arizona. And turns out, Lazy Mork says they call them capsicums in Australia. So that's a cool word. And it should be for something cooler than a green bell pepper.
It kind of makes sense if capsaicin being the ingredient in it that makes it spicy. Although I don't know if there's much of that in the green pepper. You must have been confused to see, like, mango candy.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have seen much of that in Illinois.
But I said something about onions, and Mr. Magnifico's wife said, which your grandmother used to refer to as papayas. Just out of nowhere, like 3 days after I told that story. It was really funny.
Awesome.
You can see where he gets it. If it's transmitted sexually.
I like to think that sense of humor is transmitted sexually, which would explain why, like, you, me, and Charlie have the same sense of humor.
That's true. That's true. Because if there's one thing you and I and Charlie have had, it's a lot of sex.
Men can't have sex.
None of us have ever actually, I think we've been through this before, but not, there does not exist a woman that any combination of the two of us have ever slept with, right?
No.
And I don't mean like at the same time, I mean like, you know, throughout history.
No, we can only get there through, Lucy slept with Mark and Mark slept with Tina. Tina slept with Javier the first time that he seen her.
And Rico, Adolf built a bonfire and Rico played with it.
Exactly.
The hand bones connected to the Leon red bone. Funny if Adler says, why not reintroduce the silver pill? It wouldn't have to necessarily get rid of all your trickiness, maybe 5 or 10. It would be non-tradable and only available once per ascension, like the wand. I know you're going to ignore this, but when you start reading this, hear me out. Or you can give 20 spleen and only be used by oxygenarians who can't drink anyway. Huh. It could even be given to you by the friars. Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, I think when I made the sober pills the first time, see, I wanted it to be like a valuable thing that you could get but not necessarily use. But then that led to people creating all these multis to just... It used to be, way back in the day, that the Leet Hacks or Scroll would give you a sober pill. So people would just make all these multis, get the pill, send it to their main, and then cheat Zor.
Was so that prior to items being able to be made untradeable?
I don't think so, because... I was going to say that, but I don't think that's actually the case. I think I wanted it to be something you could sell if you wanted to, mm-hmm. you know? But anything that encourages interaction encourages multi-abuse. That just sucks.
That's why in the future you will only be able to buy stuff from your own mall store.
Yeah, that's a good plan, yeah. That's something that's on the back burner. sorry about all the throat clearing and congestion. I believe me, if I could make it not be there, I would.
I just thought you really, really wanted to command attention.
Yeah.
Constantly clearing your throat.
Right. I went and bought a humidifier today in the hopes that I'll wake up tomorrow with at least one free nostril. A humidifier is a machine that opens up a rift in the fabric of space-time and gives you somebody's nostril, right?
Yep.
And you don't have to pay for it.
That's exactly what it does.
Good, because that's what I thought.
We've had a tiny little iMac-looking humidifier in the bedroom, which I didn't think was working very well until one day I didn't turn it on when we went to sleep. And apparently what it does is keep your throat from sticking together when you wake up. You try to say something and you just go, so it keeps you from waking up Klingon. Pretty much. Or Klingon.
Warblack says, how do the slots work? Are all combinations equally likely? Yeah, you know, it's a funny story. Well, you know, it's not really funny. So I did the math and I figured out, like, all right, given this many options, how likely are you to get this? And then I set the payouts accordingly, you know, like they do with a real slot machine, so that the casino has a reasonable advantage over the gamer. And then somehow, in practice, even though I checked the math and I double-checked the math and I had somebody else check the math, people were winning exactly twice as often as you were supposed to. And I don't know if it's just because of the way the random number generator works, that when it's running that fast, it's like, you know, it just fucks up all the probabilities. So basically, you click on the slot machine, it spins the wheels. If it comes up with a winning combination, it has a 50-50 chance of spinning the wheels again.
Huh.
And then whatever it gets on that run, it gives you.
So does it say something about slot machines in general, that we have to break them to make them read like regular slot machines?
Well, no, I think slot machines in general, well, I don't know. I mean, I guess they're machines. It's not like they can rely on pure randomness any more than the random number generator.
Yeah, I mean, the old spring-loaded ones might, but the new ones are basically a random number generator with a display that's three revolving wheels.
Yeah, I mean, I could see how if you somehow geared it to the... to the handle, that might, you know, if you could somehow make it vary depending on some user input, which, I mean, you know, it could be that it's a random number generator seeded on the time between dropping in the quarter and hitting the button, you know, like, which would make it effectively genuinely random. But I don't know. I don't know how that works. Borblex also says, why exactly was the Hidden Temple built storyline-wise? All it contains are traps. What is it guarding? You don't know.
Because nobody's ever gotten through enough of the traps to find out.
Yeah.
So everyone should just start blowing all of their adventures in the Hidden Temple.
Yeah, totally.
Actually, back before the game was what it is now, I wrote an entire thing to get at what the Hidden Temple's guarding, but I'm pretty sure most of that is obsolete at this point. Not the content so much as the item drops.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the jokes, I don't know, like, one of these days, we got this plan. Hot Stuff gets here tomorrow, and once I've completed all my other obligations, which I've been stressing out about all this stuff, because, the ad that the pretentious artist put in Giant Robot Magazine for the Fuzzy Balls Apparel website, that magazine comes out, like, the day after tomorrow, and there's still no website. So I had to... I've been working on that, but I'm still not quite done. And then I have to do the art for the card game. These were the things that I was supposed to accomplish before Hot Stuff gets here. I was going to do all the art for the card game. I was going to get all the stuff done. And then I was going to get all the stuff done for the Fuzzy Balls website. And then I was going to figure out a way for us to... Once Hot Stuff, Xenophobe, me, and Riff are in the same room, we are going to figure out, of all the stuff that's already been written, all the stuff that's already done, and just, you know, needs to be, like, all the stuff that we know what it's going to be and it just needs to be worked on, we're going to figure out some way of making some ridiculously complicated chart of which projects depend on which other projects and which things have to be done at the same time and all that, so that we can actually just start getting all the stuff that you've written and has been sitting fallow for up to 2 years implemented. So that's going to be... It'll be interesting. I feel like if we spend a day gearing up to work on stuff and then just... I feel like that'll... It often perks me up about work to get better organized, you know? I feel like we'll... I don't know. There might be a lot of stuff rolling out over the next month.
Yeah, really not so much getting my stuff in, but getting some of the other quest stuff in would be good.
Yeah.
And I can write some new stuff.
But every time I sit down with Riff and we talk about, all right, what needs to happen before we can start really working in earnest on a guild quest? It's like, well, we need to do this. And, oh, hey, that reminds me. Before we do that, we need to do this and this. Oh, and each of those things reminds me of two other things that we've been talking about doing that we're going to need to take into consideration. It's just like this tangent factory.
Hmm.
And so what we really need to do is just do that, but productively, and in a way that we've actually, like, sort of... So I think what we're going to do, we've got these, like, big multicolored Post-its. So we're going to write stuff on the Post-its, put it on the whiteboard, and then draw arrows to which things, like, are required by which other things, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, and it's going to be nuts. We're going to have to start over a bunch of times. We started trying to just draw one, a little chart, but, by the time the chart had five items on it, it had two, like, Ouroboroses, where there were items that just sort of depended on each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're trying to get organized. I haven't been able to actually work on any game stuff for a long time, and it's bothering me. I hate running a business with paychecks.
I was a little sad about the paychecks, because it means that my PayPal account is going to rapidly go fallow.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Extra. Although, I mean, with Zly was surprised at how easy it was to set up direct deposit.
Yeah, it'll direct deposit into a regular bank account, but PayPal is not a regular bank. Which is okay, because, I mean, I lose my Wells Fargo card, I go and get a temporary card, and then they mail me a new one quickly.
Right.
So, that'll be all right.
Grayson says, do you chaps worry that a new dick will be cloned from his sandwich, which has been put up on eBay? I think what you would get if you tried to clone that thing would be a very, very ill cow.
Do you mean that in the gangster sense or in the...
Do what?
Do you mean that in the gangster sense or in the just regular...
No. I was very sick, and that's why I only ate half the sandwich. Did you see that auction?
No, I'm looking for it.
Yeah, it's...
Kingdom of Loathing, Jake's half-eaten cheeseburger.
No, cheese hamburger.
Oh, okay. Oh, Chesse hamburger.
Chesse hamburger, yeah. Amplitude can't spell cheese.
Apparently,
yeah. So, they gave us a ride from Vermont back to Boston, and I was sick in the back of his car, but I was hungry, so I bought a cheese hamburger at this gas station in New Hampshire, and left all my garbage in the back of the car. So that's his way of getting back at me, I guess.
Interesting.
What's the bidding up to?
We got 10 bids now. The high bid is $10 to Gore Blacks.
Really?
Yep.
When I saw her earlier today, Gore Blacks was the top bidder at like $3.95.
Hot.
Yeah. That's going for more than the Arkansas towel.
Amplitude
Which
has a 100% rating, positive feedback. Oh, no, he doesn't.
Okay. Which is surprising because the towel you could actually use for something, you know.
That whole thing just frightens me. In St. Louis, I'm going to have to make sure that I flush the toilet every time I take a dump. Seeing as how that seems to be the way things are going.
Amplitude tries to sell your turds on eBay?
Yeah.
Huh. I think that would only be if you shit in the back of his car. And I would advise you to try that, actually. Just to see.
If the spirit strikes me. By the way, folks, the St. Louis gathering is looking pretty groovy. Jick and myself and Jazzerfly and several others are going to be in attendance. I didn't know if I should mention the other one in our party or not.
Oh, no, that's fine. I don't think it's a secret anymore.
And Phoenix will be going there. And that's March 17th through 19th.
Yes. I still need to get our tickets. We got the rooms, but I need to get the flights. Yeah. That's really close to where my family is, so I'm going to spend a couple days ahead of time hanging out with my grandparents and my insane cousins. They're clowns. They're in a posse. Juggalos for life.
There's some kind of, like, the forgotten tracks of the great hidden mystery of the Insane Clown Posse now. Some CD out now. I gotta hand it to them for doing, like, kind of shitty frat boy rap metal, but having this giant sci-fi fantasy thing overlaid over it.
They have a sci-fi fantasy thing overlaid on it?
Something like they're members of this hidden carnival that, you know, they come to Earth to bring us the news about being a juggalo and how good it is. And yeah.
What's a juggalo?
A fan of the Insane Clown Posse. I did some research.
I understand that, but I mean, what is a juggalo?
I'm not sure what the juggalo creed entails. But I do know
one
that
their albums is called The Calm.
They had, like, four albums with titles like The Nine of Spades and The Ace of Your Mom and The Ace of Bass, which was a really weird cover album. You know, as much as I kind of checked into the ICP stuff because I was confused about what the hell was with it, I don't think I've ever heard a single song. So, I don't know.
Beverly Kills 50187. Huh. I mean, I get 187, like, on a motherfucking cop, but is the 50 like a Mustang GT? What does a 50 mean when a gangsta talks about it?
Yo, I'm sick of 50 running up on the block. Yo, sir, they come around looking for you the other day.
What? Phoenix says cops come and try to steal my crops. like Hawaii 50, I get it.
Yeah. I hate it when the cops steal my crops. Like, I need that corn.
Yeah, I'm like, look, I need this image to be smaller than the source material. They also try to steal my lasso. You know, I wouldn't mind having a lasso.
A lasso or a lasso?
What's a lasso?
Well, not maybe lasso, but I have heard it lasso.
Lasso?
Yeah, with my lasso.
Ha. Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah. And they were
Ron says, hey, chick, let's compromise. Now I'm Ron, not Archon, not Archon, not Archon. Okay, Ron.
Fair enough, Ron.
The R-O-N capitalized. R-O-N-N-O-F-T.
Ron asks what Darian Lar's name is. Darian Lar. That was dumb.
Ron says, in Manhattan, there's a bar called Emo. I went there with way too much makeup and raspberry jam on my wrist once. They made us leave because we were anti-trendying the place.
I think this is the segment of the show in which Ron makes up stuff.
Gleebs asks if either of us play iSketch. I don't like to play iSketch because I just own all over the noobs too hard, and nobody else has a chance. Actually, I very much enjoy playing iSketch, but I haven't. There was a period of time about, it was when I was living here by myself, and I reached out to the internet for friendship, and I hung out with a bunch of the lounge people playing iSketch all the time. And then
it's
later
fun,
on, I would masturbate and cry.
Hell on a laptop.
Hmm?
It's fun, but it's hell on a laptop.
You know what I got while I was in Boston, which is just fucking awesome, and I wish I had one for my entire life, was a Bluetooth mouse.
Hmm.
Like, it's just a wireless mouse that just works with a laptop. It doesn't have, like, at least with a Bluetooth-enabled laptop. You don't have to have, like, a thing plugged in, like a receiver for it.
Hmm.
It's very nice.
Handy.
That's how I was able to keep up with my World of Warcraft playing while I was on vacation.
Fair enough.
Ron says, you should make the image for the lowercase n uppercase. You should also make a reference to the Flash game taking over offices everywhere, N. You know, the thing about a game named N is that you'll never find it on Google.
Which is good, bad, ugly?
I don't know, man. I mean, how would you find a game called Anne? What would you search for?
I wouldn't. This is really weird.
What is really weird?
Wow, this is Wikipedia, so it's got to be pretty much the real deal. Apparently, the Insane Clown Posse referred to the Dark Carnival, and they would tell the truth about the Dark Carnival at the end of their last album, and it was this powerful force that has spoken to them and is directly opposed to the devil. So they're, you know, anti-devil. But at the end of the last album, they revealed that the carnival is God. And that the truth is, we follow God. We've always been behind him. The carnival is God. May all juggalos find him. We're not sorry if we tricked you. We don't care what happens now. So, are they like a cryptic Christian horrorcore band?
Hmm.
That really confuses the shit out of me.
That's,
that would probably be the only thing that would make me less likely to listen to them.
Really? Would it have been the only thing to make you more or less likely to listen to them in high school?
It would be the thing that would have made me much more likely to listen to them. Although the cryptic aspect I would have completely been opposed to. Good. As with every Monday show, I have been wanged 379 times.
I wonder how many turns of wang I have. I have 1,698 turns of wang right now.
That's a lot of wang.
That's a lot of wang.
And,
that's what your mom said. Oh.
Fair enough. Rusty Pilot Wench says two things. Can we have one-click planting for the mushroom field so we can plant of all of one kind with one click? And how are you doing on that slash clear command for chat? And how behind are you on custom avatars? Any more questions, LPW?
Yeah. Any fewer answers, Jick? Oh. Shouldn't be long on custom avatars, although I would imagine that a lot of what's in the pipe is just going to get rejected, because I reject all my crack. One-click planning for the mushroom field, I don't know. If that's something that a lot of people want, they should talk to Zeno about it, because he's the one who did the... I gave you as much of an interface to that mushroom plot as I was going to when I first put it out there. So if you want him to do some JavaScript wizardry, you can ask him yourself.
Okay, The entire
slash clear. What?
The entire slash veteran channel wants to spend their fat stacks of cash at the titty bar of loathing. Thanks for taking up an entire screen worth of our bugbear messages with that.
Huh.
Guys.
Every time I see Black Hat Luck, I think it's Black Belt Duck.
Hmm.
And I'm like, wait a minute, Black Belt Duck is not going to be talking to me about titty bars.
Although if she did, I would listen.
Ad writer says, would it be possible to add a go back to the clan recruiter link at the bottom of a clan list page? The reason that I haven't done that is because you don't always get there from the clan recruiter, although there's an easy way to fix that. They could only have the link back if you got there from the clan recruiter. I've actually done stuff like that before. Yeah. The gun run says, quickly name three cute and very masculine things in the next 20 seconds. Kitten on steroids. Somebody bench pressing a dachshund.
A grizzly bear with a bow tie.
All right.
Hard. Grayson asks, is there any chance we'll ever see a familiar core path or some sort of reward for going through a whole ascension without using a stat-boosting familiar? The familiar core I would like to see, we're just really unsure how to do that.
Yeah, I mean, it would basically just be a matter of replacing the things that require familiars with something else.
Oh, see, when I think familiar core, I think something that locks out your terrarium and requires you to get any familiar that you want to use.
Oh.
So if there was something that required a familiar, you would have to go find it and level it up again.
Let's see.
I think that would be handy, like, or fun. It would be something that made it more like your first run through the game.
Yeah, that's true. I wonder what that would do. I mean, I feel like that would create more situations like the people being pissed off about getting the cow in the tower. Mm-hmm. Like, I would imagine getting some specific familiar that you had to have a familiar to get past. In the Sorcerer's Tower, one would be way harder than the others to find. Hmm. Popcorn and Saints, should there be or is there a trophy for unlocking all the chat channels? Well, the problem with that is that we're constantly planning on adding more chat channels, so a trophy for unlocking all of them would get steadily harder to get. I mean, just like there's no trophy for getting all the tattoos, because we're Yeah.
I gotcha. I agree.
Yankees says, hey, do you guys get tickets? For what?
For the gun show.
For the gun show. Yeah, damn it. Sore Turtle says, hey, how can I listen to the radio on a Mac? I was able to listen to it in iTunes with no problem on the first try. I was surprised that worked, but it did.
And one of the ways you can also do that is to use your Mac to go on the internet and buy a PC.
Oh.
I have nothing against Macs.
Yeah. Lampshademan8990 asks if I'm down with OPP. Yeah, you know me.
I would think it's fair to say that every last homie is down with OPP.
Popcorn Insane says, how do you solve level 10 of Not Prawn? I don't think I've ever made it to level 10. I think Gufo might have made it. I actually do. I'm not just saying. He also asks if we're literate, and if so, who are our favorite authors? Who are your favorite authors?
I like books. Let's see, Stephen King, Neil Gaiman, and Terry Pratchett, which really wouldn't mean that I'm a literary giant.
Yeah. Say Stephen King, Neil Gaiman, and... Terrence Prandulis.
What the hell are you talking about?
I've never actually read any Terry Pratchett.
Right.
I like Douglas Boland. I like Chuck Palahniuk. I like who else have I read a lot of stuff? I read a lot of Orson Scott Card, but now I'm kind of sorry.
New Stephen King, by the way, is really freaking good. As far as I've read of it, which is the first 200 pages or so.
I just was not even aware of it. And, you know, you would think that that would not be the case in that I've been to, like, two airports in the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
They still just all have Dark Tower 7 in hardcore. Hardcover.
I wish I could have gotten the hardcore version with the full-on amputee sex.
Dev Vernon says, any progress on the new leaflet? Yeah, it's, excuse me, almost done. He also says, Boris Food falls within the Chase Nute quality range. Will it ever show up? No, I think that those were specifically hard-coded to not show up. Because the food existed and was in the range before the holiday actually rolled out, and it showed up in the restaurant and got spoiled.
By the way, someone pointed out in Harem that the auction for the hamburger is up to $24.50 now.
Really?
So if anybody else has any eBay auctions they'd like to plug.
That's fucking nuts.
If you really like spending your money and not getting anything in return, donate it to us and refuse the Mr. Accessory. Let me see if there are any random KOL options to buy stuff.
$5 shipping. Don't get that fast. You know, the thing that initially cost $2.89. I don't know how much that lottery ticket was. It could be that. Wouldn't it be funny if the lottery ticket was actually a winner and I hadn't noticed? And it was like, you know. Because I bought two lottery tickets, and one of them won $70, as told in this thing. Yeah.
Jesus Christ! Temptation to abuse eBay rising. Somebody's bid up to $90 for a quantity of meat.
Yeah.
Someone's trying to sell a Crembo Elfling with a buy it now $300, but doesn't seem to have any takers.
If you want $100, just ask me instead of destroying the economy.
Well, duh, yeah.
All right. Well, duh, you will ask me, or well, duh, you want $100?
No, I will definitely ask you if I want $100.
All right. I can just assume that you want $100 every minute from now on.
Every time I see you, including the times where I've just gone into the bathroom at the office.
Right.
Yeah.
You keep blinking at me until I'm bankrupt. Kingdom of Living, get 5 cool trophies, KOL.
I like the ones that have evolved into the kind of spam scams where somebody puts together a document about how to play Kingdom and sells it along with instructions on how to sell the document. Wow. Anyway, Yan Dung Yan Man asks, would it be possible to make the foods that take too much fullness for you to eat grayed out and strike through?
No.
Not
no.
Possible. No. They have to try it.
Luke versus, how come elemental sorcery doesn't reduce the damage done by the skeleton in the lair? I mean, he is spooky, isn't he? No. No, it's not spooky damage when he hits you. When the things in the cemetery, they're, like, creeping you out. That's how they hurt you.
Yeah.
But he's actually just hitting you with a stick. Sleepy G says, more high-end content would be nice. It would be cool to have several areas to build stats when getting ready for topiary golems. I agree. Agreed. What I need to do is go someplace where there are a lot of repeat ascenders and ask them what the boring parts of the game are. Although, you know, things that, for people who are optimizing their play, the game is going to be more boring in general. But at the same time, it ought to be it ought to be the case that, you know, it's not going to hurt to add content.
Yeah. So you want to take our break right about now? I could use a bathroom and et cetera.
How many more miles till they get here, Gilbert?
10.
Okay.
Yeah. See you in 10, guys.
All right.
Indications that there's something wrong with our new house. Trip down the wire twice daily. I'm in the living room watching the Watergate hearings while my stepfather yells at my mother. Launches a glass across the room, straight at her head, and I dash upstairs to take cover, leaning close to my little record player on the floor. So this is what the volume knob's for. I listen to dance music. Dance music. Plus some probably wise by now, and can do all the things old people talk about, like count pills, argue.
Good morning, how are you? I'm Dr. Worm. I'm interested in things. I'm not a real doctor, but I am a real worm. I am an actual worm. I live like a worm, and I like to play the drums. I think I'm getting good, but I can handle criticism. I'll show you what I know, and you can tell me if you think I'm getting better on the drums. I'm not a real doctor, but they call me Doctor
Good advice. Damn good advice. Are you with us, Jake?
We are. I am. Ayo, let's go. Back on the air.
I am Jake Lacticus of Borg. We are here. Why do the Borg have individual names? If they're not individuals. Maybe only Picard did. Anyway, that's a real nerdy train of thought.
Didn't what was the guy's name? Doug or whatever. The Borg they tamed.
I am Doug of Borg.
I am Doug of Borg. Bert? What did they name?
They named him, though.
Yeah, but what was his name?
I don't know. But 7 of 9, I guess, is maybe a indicator of what the normal naming strategy is.
Mm.
Your freaking hamburger's up to $75 now, by the way.
Whoa. That's
retarded.
I think it's getting up into the. This is not actually going to sell range.
Right. I wonder if people understand that whole thing about you being obligated to pay for stuff that you bid for on eBay.
Who's on top of this now? Sphincter Cannon.
That's fantastic.
Let's see what else Sphincter Cannon has bought. Huh. His last two comments are, never contacted me after winning the auction, canceled bids from this buyer, and buyer never contacted me or made payment for the item.
Oh. So good luck.
Yeah, that's pretty handy. One of them was the Nokia 6016i that they apparently didn't want very much. Hmm. Well, that makes me feel a little better about the $75.
Yeah. I'm hoping
Gallagher said, what? Huh? What?
Sorry, I'm hoping after this last round of buying shit on eBay, my approval rating will be back in the 90th percentile.
Really? What happened to you?
That was like 2 years ago when I was buying textbooks online, and one of both auctions that I ended up winning for like $250 a piece didn't take PayPal. And so I contacted them and tried to get them to take PayPal, and instead of taking PayPal, they took offense. One of them, I said, okay, clearly this auction has gone south. I don't need the textbook and the time it's going to take me to get a check to you and you to get it to me, so how about I'll leave you positive feedback and I'll mail you a check for the $3 that I was going to pay you for the textbook, and you don't send me the textbook, and everything will be okay. And he said no and left me negative feedback.
Hmm.
So, yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah. I never got any negative feedback on eBay. Of course, I never used eBay for anything.
You'd never know because you'd never use the filthy motherfucker.
Yeah. Actually, I said I bought my accordion on eBay. Yeah. Galaga says, question for Chicken Kelly. Can we get an upcoming items of the month list so we can plan what to spend our shiny Mr. A's on? I would be interested in a list like that, actually.
If anybody has one.
Yeah. The concordance doesn't let us know usually until the day before first of the month what it's going to be. Although we're ahead of the game this time, I think all that I have to do tomorrow to get that in is just draw it, right?
Yep.
Excellent. Di Vernon says, I think it'd be funny to put a Mr. Chastity belt in Mr. Store that gives Wang protection for one day like the emo row. Since it's not actually useful, there's no harm in it being one day only. I don't see the harm in a use thing being one day only.
Yeah, clearly.
Although, I think it's pretty pretty unlikely that we'll do the same thing this April Fool's. The Gun Run says, if I organized a KOL meet in the Philippines, would you go? If you would, what airline? And if said airline would be hijacked, who would have been the last person you had sex with? Probably not, but for the sake of argument, Lufthansa and Penelope Cruz.
So if we're going to the Philippines and booking a flight, we have to make sure Penelope Cruz is on the flight?
Well, no. We would just have to make sure that I had sex with Penelope Cruz right before the flight.
Oh, I see. I thought he was specifically asking if we had to choose from the people on the plane. But, okay.
Oh. Huh. I don't think that I'd be able to, if I was in a plane that was about to crash, I don't think I'd be able to get my fuck on, as it were.
Yeah. Screaming and crying and having an erection don't generally go together with me. Screaming and crying after having gotten rid of an erection, absolutely.
Yeah, well. So that happens to me, but it's usually the woman that's screaming and crying because I've just torn her up with my enormous Johnson.
Oh, irony.
Yeah. MaxGuy56 says, has enough time passed to have Plague and a complete Oyster Egg collection trophies yet? That'd be great. Yeah, but it'd be what you were expecting, and that would make it not a good trophy.
We'll make a trophy for someone who, for everyone who sends me a comfy blanket at midnight Eastern Standard Time. No, we won't. Please don't send me any blankets. Looking at questions.
Brain Thrice says, how often do you update the Hall of Records? Once every hour.
Mr. Skullhead, my nose hurts.
I'm sorry.
It's your fault. Zero 60112 says, hello, how are you, broth? Actually says both, but I read it as broth.
Hmm.
And that's funnier. Will we ever get a tab chat interface? I don't know. I mean, it's not something that I'm going to push for. It's something that Zeno was working on a long time ago, and the one that he's got now, he doesn't want to update because he feels that there's some more significant changes that need to happen on the back end of the chat if that's going to happen. And he's probably right. So, I don't know. That's not a big priority, though. Just saying. Dakio says, do you plan on adding more cheese types in the kingdom? Well, the trouble with that is the precedent. I mean, we could add, like, broomstick cheese, and then you could get a broomstick. But there's no such thing as broomstick cheese. You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah. Yeah, the more that I try to think of something clever to do with that, the more I fail.
Hard Lard Purple Saber says, hey, Jake, can you say fish? It's totally the new scrotum, which was the new cock fag.
I seriously doubt that that's going to catch on.
As the new scrotum?
Yeah, or the new cock fag, really. I mean, it's easy to say scrotum or surprise cock fags, but if you have to fish.
What is that even from?
I have no idea.
Ponclos asks you, did you watch the Screen Actors Guild Awards that were on last night? If so, did you enjoy them?
Nope, I'm done with award shows till the Oscars, I think.
What? Really?
Yeah. I mean, the you know, Bob's House of Award shows is just, you know, the Screen Actors Guild show, I really don't care. The People's Choice Awards, I definitely don't care. Because, I mean,
why didn't they name it the Film Actors Guild?
I don't know. I'm glad that that's something they corrected in that one movie with the people. Team America World Police was what I was meaning to say.
Abacab says, anything special planned for Super Bowl this year? I plan on forgetting the Super Bowl and then being pissed off about the fact that the grocery store is out of everything.
Right. I try to watch the Super Bowl, like, sit down with people and watch it, and most of the time I do, and it's really just a boring sport punctuated by sometimes entertaining commercials.
I think last Super Bowl Sunday, we were on airplanes.
You were?
No, maybe not. No, that was one of the trips, that was a trip I took by myself.
Yeah, because generally Super Bowl Sunday is on my anniversary, so I
really?
Don't. Yeah, it's a good thing that I don't really care about Super Bowl.
I thought your anniversary was like a month ago.
It's January 27th or so. I mean, Super Bowl Sunday should have been this past Sunday, but it's late for some reason.
Mm.
And I don't know why. Maybe it's pregnant.
Oh, I forgot that it was January. When is the Super Bowl?
February 4th.
So, like,
it's this
coming
weekend.
Sunday?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's this Sunday.
Yeah. So, no, I don't like footballs.
And Sarati asks, what channel? I'm going to say 12.
I'm going to say that I'm getting nothing but static. Getting nothing but static. Static in my attic on Channel Z.
Hmm.
Going for the obscure B-52s reference. Zen00 says, that last one was random, talking about some question that I'm not even going to read because it makes so little sense that I'm afraid that I'm going to embarrass myself.
Here's something interesting. What is your opinion on the new Doritos chip flavor, Fiery Habanero, that has recently come out? I haven't had it.
I would stay way the hell away from that.
Oh. Xenophobe says, if you don't do the 1099s, tomorrow's Lainey is going to rupture a blood vessel.
Yeah.
Fine.
And give her the bank balance.
What?
She's been asking for the bank balance.
Yeah, yeah. The bank balance tends to be zero.
Yeah, but it needs to not be. I gather. So, yeah. Talk to Sly about that when we're not.
I know. It just irritates me that all this stuff has to be kept track. You know what would be really handy is if PayPal was a fucking bank.
Yeah.
The Gunrun asks, how many people have to die to make me the president?
Hmm.
I mean, really, all of the people who could take me in single combat, I guess. I mean, I guess if it was down to me and a bunch of just people who were even scrawnier than me, not as much scrawny, because I'm kind of a fat dude now, but, you know, people that I could beat up, the temptation to become their president would be really... That's funny.
I don't know if you call the guy who beats everyone else by right of combat the president.
Yeah, I know. That's why it was funny.
Oh, sorry for... Yeah. Let's see. The Gunrun writes, what is the best way to convey the word mango through drawing without drawing the word? Draw a soul, and then draw it coughing. And then draw an arrow pointing up. On the side of something. That's how I would do it.
Up on the side of something? Oh, like moving aside?
Oh, I always think it's move upside and let the man go through. But no, move aside. So you'd have to just draw the side of something. Preferably the side of something extremely thin, so then you just have to draw a line.
Right. Ron says, why is Jick bleeding? Obligatory time of the month joke. I am bleeding because it's that time of the month. The time of the month where I get a nosebleed for a week.
They say if you drink water, it will lubricate your sinuses and you won't have as many nosebleeds. But I think they drink water substantially differently than we do. We're getting to the stuff that we started, that we talked about at the beginning of the show, including the technical difficulties.
No, good. Ron says Jick is hissing like a snake. Is he parcel-tongued? I think that I hiss all the time. I feel like I hiss my asses. I feel as though I have a slight speech impediment.
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, I think so.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Fred Lewis says, there should be a sorcerer's key item that lets you scale out of the tower by going through the back door like in Super Mario World.
Yeah, people would love that.
Yeah, they would. I should, it should be a Mr. Store accessory for 100 Mr. Accessories. We talked about making a hat that went into Mr. Store that you traded 100 Mr. Accessories for, and it was plus 1,500 to each stat.
Yeah.
But required 1,500 mysticality to equip. The gun run has given you a list of all the prime numbers greater than zero and less than 30.
Just amazing. Any bit of obscure information we need, we can get. Just by mentioning it on the radio.
Not that we couldn't have just produced that. Well, maybe you couldn't have. Because you're the suck at math.
It would have taken me longer than probably anybody else that is.
Devin asks again if you know there's a character named Jen Heinlein, Stranger in a Strange Land.
It does kind of bring it all full circle.
That's really weird.
I wonder if there's a reference to Jick in everything that Jick doesn't really like.
Like what else?
Like, and some days Jick don't come easy, and some days he don't come hard in that Meatloaf song.
Right. Yeah, or Rocky Horror Picture Show. You know, there's a character named Zach Johnson, and I finally saw Apocalypse Now, which is really good. I wish I had watched it a long time ago. Remember how when I signed up for Netflix like a year ago, that was one of the first movies that came, and you were like, you're still going to have this one in 6 months. And I was like, yeah, no, I won't. Yeah. So, yeah. I watched The Godfather. Like, I did kind of take advantage of being sick. I saw The Godfather for the first time, and I saw Apocalypse Now for the first time. And they were both good. Although, I had not seen The Godfather, but I knew exactly what was going to happen at every moment in the movie. Because I've seen so many references to it.
Yeah. I think that's just the... I mean, like, everybody knows how the Citizen Kane ends. Everybody knows how King Kong ends. And it's unfortunate.
The Pretentious Artist was pitching at me the other day. He's not going to tell me anything about movies anymore because he's disappointed that I said that King Kong wasn't very good.
What, the new one?
Yeah.
I still haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's pretty... It's not good. It's not bad. It's not good. I watched a lot of The Frighteners yesterday, speaking of Peter Jackson.
That one's pretty good. I would hate to be Peter Jackson following up The Lord of the Rings, though.
Yeah.
It seems like he wasn't going to put out something that would make everyone go, wow. Or, oh my goodness. Or, sweet zombie Jesus.
Is he going to do The Hobbit?
Yeah, they're talking about it. I just don't know if the rumors about it are logically, you know, logical wishful thinking or just, or actually based in some semblance of reality.
Hmm.
I don't know. Tiny Plastic Lib Geek says, Mr. Skullhead, do you and Jake think it's funny to quote songs in conversation?
I think it's funny.
It's not that we just think it's funny. It actually is funny.
Tiny Plastic Yon Dungeon Man says, nope, it's a vocoder to me, too.
Yeah, people
do
have...
Do you believe in Life After Love?
It is weird. It still sounds like a vocoder.
R. Burp says, isn't Smart Hick an oxymoron? I reckon you're an oxymoron.
What you call me?
Gorblack says Abby of Dear Abby is Jewish. M. Simmons asks me to say, would you like to play a game?
That was good. That was good. Mr. Green Smiling repeats a common request for an unmoderated chat channel, and no. Gleebs explains, the reason I said strings was because there was some kind of string orchestra song on the radio, and my mom was trying to guess what it was, and she said strings as I was typing. So that's why he said slash scam should go to slash string instead of slash game.
MaxGuy56 says, can we get a slash skelty? It's a slur I made up for the unmed. They took my job, and in parentheses, I used to get paid for eating brains. Mr. Green Smiling says, my perverted uncle taught me about string cheese. Later I found out that cheese doesn't mean penis. Binary suggests I demand a cut of the money made off my hamburger, that I should have my lawyers talk to Amplitude's lawyers. The Gunrun says, have you ever gotten lucky with an Asian chick? One time I was eating at a Chinese restaurant, and I found a dollar on the floor. That was pretty lucky.
There's this one time when I was walking around with an Asian girl, and this car almost smacked right into me, but at the last minute, the driver reached down to pick up something off the floorboard, and in doing so, spun the wheel, and so it went the other way.
And hit her instead of you?
No, just, you know, went off at the street, but it was pretty damn lucky.
Are you serious? Is that a real story?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Doppelheathen says, how come you didn't just make sober pills go full spleenage? Because there was no spleen then. Michael J. Human says, well, as opposed to Michael J. Fox, is there going to be a cool February Mr. Store item? Oh, yeah. There Oh, yeah. Already is. Oh, yeah. Devonin says, not asking you to confirm that Bashy's theory ever was correct. Can you say at least if it's been changed since he first proposed his theory? I don't know what theory that is.
I don't know.
Marja Mariachi says, chick, you should make whorehound hippie tea. Knocks out colds. It's hippie, but when you go buy the stuff, you get to ask for whorehound. I remember I used to eat whorehound candy when there was no other candy left at Grandma's house.
Really?
Yeah.
I had read about that in stories, but it always seemed like something that was available in the 1800s and not now.
No, they sell it. It's actually not bad. I don't remember where. I mean, it's conceivable that my grandma had some left over from the 1800s. She had some issues. We moved into a house that she had lived in once, and we were cleaning out the refrigerator, and we found some salad dressing that the expiration date predated me.
Awesome.
And I was like 15. Yeah, it was good. We ate it. It was delicious. She always offered to cook us some steakums, and it was the same steakums for like 5 or 6 years. My friends started recognizing that.
Huh.
I don't even know what steakums are.
I don't either. Sounds like something I wouldn't want to eat.
I think it's just like frozen steak bits or something. Steak. Michael G. Human says, does PHP use DRAND 48? I do not know. I don't know what that means.
Maybe it's some player called DRAND 48. I was wondering if we needed him.
Ron says, you should make it so after 100,000 adventures in the temple, you get one meat, which is what the temple is protecting. It's been guarded so long, inflation messed up the value of a meat.
Like back in the day when one bean would buy you a year's worth of food.
Right. I remember back when one bean was a year's worth of food.
I remember back before I knew what food was, because I never got any of it.
Gunrun says, I bet 1 million meat on you guys not sucking. Stop sucking, please.
Boy, that was a sucker bet.
Yeah, it really was.
Hungry Loan Shark asks why the furry kilt isn't part of the furry suit, which I wouldn't mind having that be in there.
Yeah, it's just it would have to be part of another suit that was identical to the furry suit. It wouldn't be a big deal to make it trigger you as having the furry suit if you put it on, but having it show up in the list of outfits that you have, that would require a significant rewrite of that code to make it so it could check for one item or another item, you know?
Right.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. Pain in dead arse. Mr. Green Smiling says, it's called a flowchart. Movie producers and game designers use it all the time. It rocks. Well, this is a little... I don't know. I guess it is kind of a flowchart. Although I thought flowcharts tended to have, like, decision structures in them.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever made one the way they're supposed to be made. Like, the yes and no have different shapes. And then, like, each balloon shape is actually meaningful.
Yeah. Well, in ours, the post-it note's color is going to be meaningful. The pink ones are things that Xenophobe has to do. The green ones are things that we need you to write stuff for. The orange ones are things that are going to sit on my desk for 6 months and never get done.
Why does Xenophobe got to be Mr. Pink?
Because he's a fucking faggot, all right?
Oh, okay.
That's exactly what I said to Riff when we were at the store discussing that.
Ah, good.
What is that sound? Is that me?
Am I probably mic breathing?
No. There's like some doo-doo-doo.
I have no idea what that sound is.
Yeah, it's some sort of doo-doo-doo. Jill Bob gives me a way to search for that game.
Yeah, a couple of people posted the link, it looks like.
What? Oh, I've seen this. a terrible name.
The Crazy Pyro asks, what are your views on underage drinking?
I'm all in favor of it.
Yeah, it depends on how underage, but I regularly used to buy booze for people who are 18 years old. Because they're old enough to fight and die in the army. They're old enough to drink.
See, I was the only time that I've ever bought booze for underage people is if they were old enough to, like, have sex with me if they got drunk.
Well, 18. There you go.
14.
Like, when Jezzerfly moved here, she moved into a dorm. And whenever I was up for the weekend, they relied on me to supply booze for their dorm parties. And I really don't have a moral compunction about that, because if they're going to be drinking in a dorm, then they won't be driving, and let them.
What if it's a dorm that's also an RV?
I don't think there are many of those about.
It only takes one, Mr. Scuttlehead. It only takes one.
You're talking about some kind of Highlander RV?
Glebe says, last week somebody wanted a public game development channel. How about creating a demi-dev channel for those who aren't directly involved in KOL but still want to talk tech? I could see an unlockable spade channel being not that bad of an idea. Ow.
I can see, though, if that's a channel that you publicize as one that you're frequently in, that it would rapidly become an adore and suck up to Jake channel.
Well, no, not if I just vanished when people did that. It would be a yell at the people that made me vanish channel.
Right.
Young Dungeon Man says, I have decided to name my son XLKPSJ, and it will be pronounced Pajeff.
That's awesome.
I think just naming him Pajeff would be cool. Okay, what is that?
That was a little bit of techno music from this website I'm looking at.
Okay, that was you. Okay, because I...
That one was, yeah.
These inexplicable sounds, they sound too clean to be coming over the pipe from you. So maybe that means that the users cannot hear them. Which is good.
Yeah,
you know,
I haven't heard
this end game is too hard. I like it, but I don't like playing it. Dizia says, any chance of seeing Literary Giant or Jolly Green Giant in the Giant Castle? Maybe some more giant real estate? Maybe the BFG. The Gun Run says, can I have $100? Did you ever read the BFG?
You know, I don't think I did, but I read one of the books that referred to the guy telling the kid the story of the BFG. And it never really occurred to me that that was a separate book.
Egg White says, Jake, you should sell random things on eBay until you run out of every possession except money.
Yeah.
No way, man. You can't wipe your ass with money. Well, yeah, you can.
Yeah, right. You can't light a cigarette with money.
Wait, yes, you can. Money can't give you blowjobs.
Not directly.
That's true. Fred Levi says, make the battle with the sorceress more dramatic with background music.
Somebody compose a 6-note MIDI thing that we can just link or loop over and over again.
6-note MIDI
theme for the sorceress. Then we'll just loop it over and over and over. That'd be great.
Like the, we could rip off the T-Mobile theme song and then just add another note at the end of it. It'd be like, da-da-da-da, ba, da-da-da-da-da, ba.
I think that would be great.
Would be. Corblack says, after seeing enough skeletons and zombies, doesn't the spookiness factor of seeing one reduce? No.
Oh, every time is as spooky as the first time.
Yeah.
It's not like sex.
Spinnet says, how stupid is this scam site? I'm going to look at it. Your KOL portfolio, login name, and password.
Damn it all to hell.
What was that?
the same website suddenly deciding that it wants to play music again.
Warthog says, hey, could I have $100? A lot of people are talking about $100.
Why? This website about this kind of cool technology thing has just a porn soundtrack that automatically starts playing.
Maybe you should stop surfing the web.
I can't. I just can't.
Fred Levi says, make a place that scales with your stats. You can adventure there at any time.
Maybe.
Level 8 and 9 really drag, says Indigo. And when I can get through level 10 on 100 adventures, that's way too slow. Yep, that's a good point. Jack Vermicelli says, is there any rhyme or reason to how trophies are arranged in case? Not particularly. Vlad TP says, so Jack, has the yawn ball blocked you lately? What does that mean?
I don't know. Has yawn ball blocked you lately?
Is this Swedish guy who's always trying to keep me in my house?
I know what a cock block is. What is a ball block?
Back with another one of those cock blocking beats.
Like, is that when you're trying to teabag someone and somebody else kind of slides in and teabags in your place?
Wow. I don't think that would, yeah.
X Declinex says, Jick and Scully, do you feel special that I'm staying up till 4 in the morning just to listen to you guys? I don't know, do you feel cheated that you stayed up till 4 in the morning to listen to us guys?
MaxGuy56 says, sell an argument for me, please. I'm in a debate with a friend as to who is the better band. I say they might be Giants. They say Cake. I say Dashboard Confessional is better than both of them.
I would not be surprised.
I don't actually know anything about Dashboard Confessional.
No, I would say that TMBG is maybe better than Cake because they have more variety to their sound.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, Cake's songs are more about, I mean, most of them are more readily about, you know, the human condition, but.
I was flipping through channels. I didn't know I wasn't. I was flipping through AM radio stations, because sometimes if I don't like what's on either of the two radio stations that I listen to, I'll just put it on AM and scan. And as it was randomly scanning through AM channels, I heard some They Might Be Giants, and I'm like, oh, well, so I stopped. It turns out it was Radio Disney, and it was some new They Might Be Giants kids song. But immediately after that, I heard the most horrifying thing that has ever entered my ears. The Chipmunks doing a cover of Play That Funky Music, White Boy.
Wow. Fun.
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh, the Borg's name was Hugh.
Hugh. Hugh Borg.
They should have named him, like, Ernest Borg or something. Especially if he was 9 of 9.
Right. Ernest Borg, 9 of 9. Yeah. MaxGuy, is Ernest Borgnine still alive?
I'm pretty sure he is.
MaxGuy56 says, if Jesus is your co-pilot, can you ride in the carpool lane? I heard a comedian say that he tried that once, but he got pulled over and got a ticket because Jesus wasn't wearing a seatbelt.
That sounds like a Mitch Hedberg thing.
You sound like a Mitch Hedberg.
Why didn't they name him Mitch Hed? Or Borg.
Yeah, Ernest Borgnine is still alive. He's pushing 90.
Huh. But still sexy.
I would say he's still as sexy as he's ever been.
Yep.
But
Spaz Attack references the current meme of the Chuck Norris facts, which I read that entire list waiting for it to be funny. And it
Chuck
never
Norris
really
facts.
There's this website that lists facts about Chuck Norris, like sticks and stones may break your bones, but a roundhouse from Chuck Norris will kill you. And I don't
That's
know.
That's kind of funny.
It just seemed like somebody trying too hard to create a dumb meme.
Yeah. I know, Chuck Norris is everywhere, man.
Monty Python asks if we're planning to have anything special in the game for the Winter Olympics. Yeah, we're going to have cross-country skiers and snowboarders.
Binary asks, Genius says monster cheese, but that isn't anything real.
Well, Moonster, but that's it's kind of slant.
Oh, I get it.
Binary says, what is your favorite recipe for cooking up a baby? I'm going to have to say ejaculating inside a woman.
Wow, that's gross.
Hey, I don't tease you about your weird fetishes.
Mozzarella cheese as Shaggy, which would make mozzartella. Then combined with the drab sonata would make an exceedingly drab sonata. What?
Mozart rocked. Well, he doesn't rock per se, but he's good. Yeah, anyway.
Krazy Man says they didn't make it or made it Film Actors Guild, so when it was abbreviated, it made FAG. I know, that's why I said that. Iran knows the song. Gotta get away from Z.
Oh.
Unless he just looked it up.
Yeah, probably.
Cream cheese could give you cream, which could be combined with a whip for whipped cream, which could then do something. Make Aubrey Ann happy, if she's still around.
She's still around.
I haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah, but, you know, she exists.
Okay. The Gunrun says, if I use my vast amount of Asian influence to place a TV ad for KOL to show up during the Super Bowl, what would you give me in return? A high five, unless you're missing a finger, in which case a high four.
I think we'd also give you a bill for the 12 new servers we'd have to get.
Babe112211 says, read this good idea! Have you ever thought about an area where people can put up random things and say what they want for it and people can bid on it, a trade area thing?
We call that an auction in my tribe.
I mean, or the mall.
Yeah. But bidding. Bidding would make it more like an auction. People seem to just be clamoring for this auction thing.
Yeah, which I don't have a problem with getting rid of the flea market and making the auction house.
The weird thing is, you know, occasionally I pay attention to what our moderators are saying to me, more frequently than I used to. And apparently people are running mystery auctions, and they were trying to decide what to do if somebody runs one. Just like, hey, I have 25 really good things. How much do you guys want to pay for them? And people will bid like a million meat on them and send them the million meat and get like 25 spider webs.
Spider webs are really good.
I'm auctioning off something really valuable, but I won't tell you what it is until you buy it.
I mean, I honestly gotta say that if you get ripped off by that, it's your fault.
Oh, yeah. But I just couldn't believe that, A, people would do that, and B, people would be dumb enough to bid on it.
I mean, maybe...
I guess there were, like, two or three guys who would do mystery auctions who would actually be serious about the thing being valuable. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, so there you go, and that's fun, but... I mean, that's the kind of thing that I would participate in expecting to get ripped off.
Yeah.
Sullivan says, have you guys heard of Puppy Bowl? It's on Animal Planet during the Super Bowl. They just film puppies running around in a stadium the size of a Fred box.
I prefer the Bud Bowl, really, if you want to get down to weird things that happen during the Super Bowl. Actually, some channels started running a thing about filming the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition during halftime. So they update it each year, and they just have, you know, guys following girls in swimsuits around with cameras. And so that's probably my favorite part of the Super Bowl.
MaxGuy56 says Vaseline in my nose prevents the evil bleeding, but then you smell Vaseline 24/7.
Yeah, and then you get flies in it, and it kind of blows your mind.
That's true. Shikiro says, hey, Dick, if you could make a new wonder of the world, what would it be, and what would you name it? Hey, you know what I found out the other day?
What?
The town of my birth is apparently now home to the world's largest cross. They found out what the largest cross in the world was, and they made a cross like 4 feet higher than that one.
I saw a pretty gigantic one in Texas. So this is larger than the one, Effingham. Thing is, it looks exactly like the one I drove past in Texas. So it must be like 4 feet bigger.
You know, if it fell over onto its side, could you say that one of your very large exes lives in Texas?
That would be awesome. You know what it doesn't say about this cross is how tall it is. There's a picture on this website, and there's a description of how it's the world's largest. And that's it. Oh, there it is. It's 198 feet tall. It can withstand 145 mile per hour winds.
Sister says, how many... Whoa, what the hell? My cat just attacked a bag of blood. Sizzler says, how many times have any of you got jiggy in the office? The office used to be my house, so a lot.
And once. After the office moved, I have not.
You jerk. I may have had sex at the new office once.
I think,
the gun run says, when you eat your tuna, do you chew it 6 times or 7 times?
Well, this is why the last half of the show always sucks.
What?
I blame the people who are submitting questions.
Well, Fred Levi says, is this the last question before rollover? And it was.
Spooky. So, yes.
Duffield says, hey, JNS, how do you pronounce Gollum?
Gollum.
Yeah, I say Gollum.
Does anyone say Golem? Or Golem?
I don't know. I think people say Golem.
Huh.
Red Leicester says Olaf equals new cheese. MP cheese shop sketch. Monty Python. Young Yellowstone asked if we saw Brokeback Mountain, and if so, what did you think?
I saw it, and I was pretty impressed.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Did they have any pudding?
Nope. Because they didn't have their meat. I mean, for a movie about gay cowboys, it featured the tits of both Michelle Williams and Anne Hathaway, which was fine.
Who are Michelle Williams and Anne Hathaway?
Two hot female actresses.
Whenever I hear Hathaway, I just think about Mrs. Hathaway from the Beverly Hillbillies.
That's unfortunate.
The Gunrun asks what we would do for a Klondike bar.
Not much. I mean, they're not that great. wow. There's a 62-foot tall Jesus, but it's only Jesus from, like, the crotch up, located in Cincinnati, and MC 62 foot Jesus by the locals, and it looks like Kenny Rogers.
Why are there tits in Brokeback Mountain?
Because they have sex with their wives when they're not being gay.
One of their wives was born in 1982. Hey, it's the girl from The Princess Diaries.
Exactly.
And you see her tits?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see her tits in The Princess Diaries?
Only when I fell asleep.
During
The Princess Diaries and dreamt of them.
Have you actually seen The Princess Diaries?
I was on an airplane. And
yeah,
I had headphones. So.
Huh.
And nothing else to do to entertain myself.
She was in some sort of Japanese movie. And is currently in the middle of The Devil Wears Prada.
So you're listening live to two guys surfing the IMDb.
Yep. Both of these women are considerably younger than us, Mr. Skullhead.
That's the way it ought to be. But, I mean, like, Anne Hathaway's 23. So, being younger than us doesn't mean what it used to.
Yeah, that's a gospel truth.
You know, it's kind of depressing. Jezzerfly's been getting into MySpace. Or not MySpace, Facebook. Where, like,
what is Facebook?
It's like people who are in college making the same kind of network that MySpace does. So, like, it's for undergraduates and graduates in college and kind of organized around that. So, you know, at her insistence, I made an account. Because you can't refer to anyone who's not in Facebook. So I made an account so that she could be engaged to me. And just looked at the people that graduated in 95 from Prescott High School that were on Facebook, and there was, like, one. As opposed to, like, 300 from her graduating class.
Well, but that just has more to do with...
And then I realized, you know, I've been out of high school for 10 years, and I'm still in college. So, that was kind of weird.
Yeah, okay, that's a good point. I didn't, when did I graduate from college, Mr. Scullin?
Was that 2003?
I guess it must have been. I mean, I was still in school for a while when I was working on Kingdom of Loathing.
Right.
Which was the beginning of 2003 is when that started, right?
Yeah.
The entirety of 3, the entirety of 4, the entirety of 5. Yeah, and now it's like 3 years old. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I guess I must have graduated in 2003. So I made it 9 years out of high school. Still in college. Hey, JNS, says Duffield, have you read about Batman's boner?
Do I want to read about Batman's
boner? I'm about
to.
You committed a boner, Joker.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that thing. Hey, that word had different connotations back in the day. And not
Joker.
That far back in the day.
Joker pulls boner of the year. Yeah, I wonder when boner began. I mean... It doesn't seem like a primetime sitcom would be allowed to have a character named Boner now.
Yeah. Although I remember that being kind of funny when that came out on Family Ties. I remember people kind of snickering about it. And I think that's when someone explained to me what a boner was, because I was young and Christian, so I had no idea what my penis was.
Yeah, that was weird how your parents managed to trick you into believing you didn't have a penis. And that all you had was an ass. And that's why you're obsessed with spanking now. The Gunrun asks where we buy our Pocky. I don't. I just sit here and Black Bill Duck sends it to me in the mail.
Right. There's a little... Asian market inside of the sushi place we go to. So, occasionally I will buy it there. Good God, there's a Scary Movie 4 coming out.
There's also a date movie.
Yeah. And it has Allison Hannigan in it, so I guess I have to go see it.
You and Mel Millington.
The who now?
Did you ever read... Things My Girlfriend and I Have Argued About?
Some of it.
So, Mel Millington is the guy who writes that. No, he's obsessed with Allison Hannigan.
Oh. Who wouldn't be? I mean, she has a double anapestic name.
What does that mean?
Allison Hannigan.
Yeah, but what does anapestic mean?
It means that da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da. Like the Assyrian came down like the wolf on the fold. His cohorts were gleaming in silver and gold.
Yeah, but the Assyrian, you have to fake that.
The Assyrian came down like a wolf on a fold. Yeah,
you could say the German came down like a wolf on a fold.
Yes, but none of those meters are ever perfect, man. That's what keeps tripping you up. It's okay to add an extra unstressed syllable if you keep the flow.
You don't keep the flow. Ah, you poetry faggots. I hate you all.
That's why some of the limericks start out with an unstressed syllable and some of them start without that unstressed syllable and start on a stressed. It's okay to fuck with the meter a little bit.
No, it's not.
It definitely is.
Some no,
of the
I'm sorry.
Limericks that you've written fuck with the meter.
That I've written?
That you'd written. That y'all gratin.
I don't... When did I write a limerick?
In the limerick dungeon.
Oh, yeah.
We did kind of split those, huh?
A little bit. Let's see, we're almost done here, I think.
Yeah. Alright, right. The one in this dungeon contained in your browser. In.
And also browser. Instead of a single.
So. No. I would say that a perfect meter limerick has da-da-da-da-da-da-da has 9 syllables in the first line.
There was a young man from Leeds who swallowed a packet of seeds.
No. There was a young man from Nantucket.
Well, we've been reading different limericks, clearly. God, I remember reading an Isaac Asimov humor book where he spent like 10 chapters writing dirty limericks. And I just remember thinking, it's got to be great to be Isaac Asimov. Because he wrote that book, and it got published, and people bought it. I'm sitting around writing dirty limericks. It's going to be a good gig. What song should I play to go out on? I'm stuck.
Oh, I don't know.
Meatloaf it is. Well, you're going to log off, so doesn't really matter. No, I thought I had Lilac's new song, but I haven't downloaded that yet. This is exciting.
It is. I'm excited.
You're excited. Feel these nipples. Yeah, so I think we can get out of here. If you want to. If we're done talking.
Yeah, so I'm done talking.
All right, so here comes KMD with or without Megary. With or without Megary, he can live with or without Megary. And we'll see you next week. And you'll see them on Thursday, right?
Yes, I will.
All righty, good night, folks.
Nighty-night.